This week, the U.S. stock market fell to its lowest point since the 1987 crash, but also enjoyed its biggest one-day rebound, one of the few instances when a reversal of fortune on Wall Street represents a good thing. At close of business Friday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up by 78 points, and the NASDAQ and Standard & Poor's indexes also posted gains. Analysts are hoping that investors are signaling that the worst is over, but then there's always Monday to consider. It may be too early to talk about rebounding investor confidence, but is it too early to discuss rebounding investor interest in Wall Street? Joining us from our studios in Chicago is Mark Sellers, editor of the Morningstar Stock Investor. Mr. Sellers, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
And also with him, Bob Wahlberg in Chicago, who is chief equity analyst at Briefing.com. Mr. Wahlberg, thank you for being with us.
It's my pleasure.
And in turn, if we could, Mr. Sellers and Mr. Wahlberg, how would you describe what we've seen this week?
Well, what we came into the week seeing is a real crisis of confidence and, you might call it a panic. We're still down in bear market territory akin to 1973, 1974. So, basically a crisis of confidence brought on by, the accounting scandals that are going on right now. We've got rumors of liquidity issues at certain companies, J.P. Morgan, Tyco, Sprint later in the week came out denying a rumor that it was possibly going bankrupt. So there's just a lot of fear and panic and mania in the markets right now.
Mm-hmm. What we saw is, the market staged a nice recovery rally on Friday on the backs of the gains we saw on Wednesday. Those gains combined, I think, are going to make short sellers and people that are bearish this market a little bit nervous in that we're seeing some sustainability to the rallies, which we have not seen for the better part of 2 months now. So it's our opinion that what we saw take place on Wednesday, the powerful move that we saw, the near record-breaking move that we saw to the upside Wednesday, is going to be the beginning of a sizable trading rally, if not the beginning of another bull market.
Mm-hmm. What are you telling people who are interested in investing or at least interested in not losing their shirts at this point, Mr. Sellers?
It depends on your time horizon. If you've got a 5 to 10 year time horizon or longer, this is a great time to be buying stocks. Shorter than 5 years.
Because they're so low.
Well, they're at least back to reasonable levels. 2 years ago, it was a bubble, and it was easy to see and hard to predict when the bubble was going to pop. Now we're at reasonable levels. A lot of people might say we're actually at oversold levels or stocks are undervalued. So, yeah, it is a good time to be putting money into stocks. But I would caution people that are nearing retirement or in retirement mm-hmm. that stocks could always go down further. There's no guarantee that when they need the money, it's going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Wahlberg?
Well, I don't think you need to go out as far as 5 to 10 years to be looking at the market opportunistically right now. I think there are a number of stocks that have really been destroyed over the last several weeks in particular as the market went through this panic sell-off, psychological sell-off. So I think if you're looking at those sectors of the economy which look relatively strong to us, in particular, obviously the aerospace defense industry, the fundamentals have changed to the good over the last 6 to 9 months, and yet the stocks have come virtually right back to where they were prior to 9/11. I think you can be looking at other areas such as lodging and transportation and retail where there's been tremendous value created during this most recent leg down, and I think you can be buying those stocks not only for 3 to 5 years out, but for 6 to 12 months out.
What about that person who can't think in the long term for one reason or another, senior citizen, somebody who needs to invest for further their child's education? What would they be looking at specifically? Would you in fact tell them to avoid the market and go into? I'm making this up, obviously. Would you tell them to avoid the market and maybe explore treasury bills, municipal funds, that sort of thing?
In general, if you have a very short-term time horizon, you want to make equities a smaller percentage, and your objective is either retirement or a definite college education, then you want to be making equities or stocks a smaller percentage of your portfolio to something like bonds or fixed income. And if you're focusing on stocks, you might want to be focusing on those that are somewhat more reliable and safe that offer some dividend income as a bit of a protection.
Do you get the idea that investors are waiting for Congress, for the president to do something to make the market a safer place? And is it possible to make the market a safer place? After all, it is the market where we're losing is as instructive as success. Mr. Sellers?
I think that what's going to need to happen is we have a month or two with no major headline-grabbing accounting scandals of the magnitude of WorldCom. And if we can go a month or two, markets will start to calm down. And eventually, though, the confidence will come back, and it can't be legislated. You can't legislate human nature. Human nature, you know, kind of vacillates between fear and greed. We had a lot of greed in the 90s. Now we've got a lot of fear. The true measure of the markets is somewhere in between.
At the risk of any indiscretions, are you hearing anything from individual investors, anecdotal stories that you wouldn't mind sharing? You know, maybe somebody who thought they'd saved $75,000 for their child's education that now finds it's more like $25,000, that sort of thing?
I've heard far too many of those recently. It's a common refrain. It's sad. There's really no solution. Right now, the NASDAQ would have to go up 12% a year for the next 12 years to get back to 5,000, which is where it was in March 2000. So it's a long road ahead of us.
Like Mark, I've talked to a number of people who have obviously seen their portfolios destroyed by this very brutal bear market. Pretty much all of us have had experienced those stories. But anecdotally, one of the persons that I always turn to for kind of where the common man is my father, blue-collar worker, now retired United Airlines mechanic. Just over the last couple of weeks, he's become much more interested in the marketplace. And this is a man who generally doesn't spend any time paying attention to the market. When I talk to him and he's asking me about how bad things are going to be, how low are we going to go, it's usually a sign to me that we're near a bottom. Conversely, when we were at the top, it was, what should I be investing in? Where should I be looking to buy? And so anecdotally, I look to those stories as an indication of kind of market psychology. When it gets to the average person on the street, when the market becomes their number one story, either to the upside or to the mm-hmm. downside, it's usually the precursor to a market turn.
Gentlemen, thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bob Wahlberg, Chief Equity Analyst at Briefing.com. Mark Sellers, Editor of Morningstar Stock Investor, both speaking from our bureau in Chicago. Thank you.